One of the best calls over the last couple of years out of Danny Mac, Dan McLaughlin, Fox Sports Midwest. And joining us right now via the Brown & Crouppen Celebrity Line is the man that hit that home run that day. It's Matt Holliday with Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Salter. Matt, always a pleasure to talk to you. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. Dude, I did nothing for that moment, and I have goosebumps. Do you still, like when you hear that call, like, do you get the goosebumps a little bit? Does that get the blood flowing?
Yeah, you know, I think that that was one of those moments where, you know, you look back on your career that kind of stand out. And thankfully, I was lucky to have a few. But, yeah, that was just felt like, especially the circumstances kind of around it, that was a huge moment, you know, for me and kind of a bow at the end of my Cardinals career.
It was fantastic, man. I love hearing that one. I love just thinking about the moment. You talk about another moment where it gets the emotions going, man. It's World Series time. You've been taking in the last couple of games, I'm sure. You've been enjoying this World Series this year at a neutral site, a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. You know, I mean, I'm glad there's fans in the stands. I mean, that makes it feel somewhat a little bit more normal. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the same environment as a packed house that's going nuts at a home site. But I have enjoyed the fact that there's fans in the stands. The emotion that the players are playing with, I think, is right where it always is. It really feels like playoff baseball, I feel like, in the last, you know, week or two, at least watching it, you know, like I said, with fans in the stands. So while it isn't normal, I'm glad it's on. I'm glad we made it all the way to the World Series. And I think if you look at both teams, you're looking at the two best teams, all season long, made it to the World Series, which not always the case. So I think it's good. It's been good to see both teams.
Former Cardinal Matt Holliday joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. So, Matt, the series is even right now between the Rays and the Dodgers. Do you see an edge one way or another for either team? Who do you like?
You know, I think the depth of the Dodgers' everyday lineup, if I had to bet, I would bet on the Dodgers. But I do think that the Rays are pesky. They have a lot of good arms. But I think when you look at Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw the way he pitched the other night, I'd go Dodgers just because of overall talent and superstars. But I wouldn't count out the Rays either. I mean, I think they've proved over the last few years that they know what they're doing, and you know, they've had some guys kind of come out of nowhere a little bit and produce. I know that you know, Brandon Lau's two homers yesterday, kind of getting him going. Obviously, Rosarena has been huge, and so they have some really good players as well. But I definitely, if I had to choose, I'd say Dodgers.
Matt, we don't talk about Randy Rosarena much around here, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure that one stings a little. You know, I think that's where you hope that Libertor turns out to be a really, really good pitcher. When something like that happens, you hope that you get to be judged by that trade in 2 or 3 years after that guy's won, you know, 15 games for you, and it looks a little bit better.
Yeah, no doubt. You know that's not how it works. Everybody jumps to reactions quickly. So it's fair. That part of it happens. Hey, I wanted to go back to Brandon Lau for a second because he had struggled mightily through this postseason, and he had been a guy that they leaned on throughout the year. He was one of their more consistent performers for the Rays, but he was in a slump, and he broke out of it. Kevin Cash had his back, kept putting him in the lineup. He knew something good was going to happen. I want to know for you, not that you had times in your career where you had an extended rough patch, but what was the key for you? Like, if you had to get out of a slump, how did you simplify things and get yourself back to where you needed to be?
You know, I think you have to go back to the process. You know, I thought that every time that you get in one of those ruts, you kind of have to just kind of go back to square one, go back to your work leading up to the game, and you go back to, you know, your drills and leading up to the game and kind of simplify things and almost treat it like a kid again, where you go back to, okay, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to hit a line drive up the middle. You know, and you give yourself, you kind of take it away. You take away the mechanical part of it, which I think is what probably gets in athletes' heads, or at least baseball hitters, the most is the mechanical part. You start thinking about your mechanics when you're up there, and you kind of forget about what you're trying to do. So that was what I always went back to, was kind of fundamentals and process. And I figured if I got the process down, eventually the results would come. And I think that's something you can hang your hat on, is is I'm prepared for the game. I did everything I can, and now I can just try to go out and have fun.
Matt Holliday joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. What is the most challenging aspect of playing in the World Series, Matt? For those, Brad knows, but I'll never experience it. What for those that never will either, what's the most challenging aspect of playing in the Fall Classic?
You know, I think that just the mental grind of every pitch being so important and every at bat and every play is so heightened in importance that by the end of the game you're just gassed mentally more than physically. And you know, you just the emotions of it and the highs and lows, and you come up in a big spot and you don't come through for the team, and just kind of trying to get past that and move on to the next moment. Just things like that happen because you know what's on the line. So I think that that's probably the most challenging point. I do think, you know, trying to remain everybody, all your family and everybody you know kind of, you know, wants tickets, and that whole part of it can be challenging at times just because you want to try to, you know, people fly in and family members are there to watch you, and you want to make sure that you get a chance to experience some things with them. And but at the same time, you know, that's the most focused and the most kind of locked in you'll ever be. And sometimes, you know, you're a little bit spread thin because you want to make sure that your family is having a good time as well. So those are a couple things that come to mind when it comes to playing in the World Series. But you know, it's a blast, man. I it's so fun. And as a kid, you dream about the chance of playing in a World Series and playing for a championship with your guys. And so really, it's just a blast. But there can, you know, like I said, at times there are some challenges.
Matt, I'm just glad in 2006, and obviously before you got to the Cardinals, I'm just glad that we won the World Series so I got the share so I could pay off the tickets.
Yeah, I know. No kidding, right? Yeah, it's not. I wish it was free. I think, you know, you end up the playoff share ends up running about even after all the expenses of family after man of postseason.
That's about right. Hey, speaking of money, shifting the gears a little bit off of the World Series, dude, you know what the world is going through right now. You know what Major League Baseball is going through. There's been nobody in the stands. Teams don't have revenue. How would you feel if you were going into this year as a free agent? If you're this is your time. You like worked your whole career to get to this point. How nervous would you be right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's one of those times where it's, you know, the high end, you know, the two or three top guys will probably end up getting a contract that's similar to what a typical year might bring them. But I definitely think that middle group of free agents is looking at a lot less and potentially fewer years, maybe looking at 1 year deals. You know, I it's going to be a struggle. Like you said, I think there's going to be a lot of 1 year deals. I think guys are going to jump on offers early. I think it's going to be a struggle for free agents this year. But hopefully, you know, in the next year or two, we can get back to normal revenues and teams will feel the ability to go out and spend besides just the big markets. I know, you know, you look at Mookie Betts' contract and, you know, getting that kind of a deal. So I think that there's hope. Probably for the top end free agents that they'll get a good deal. But yeah, like you said, it's going to be difficult. I think this off season.
Matt, Anthony and I were having the conversation earlier in the week, just talking about trying to like allure a big time free agent to sign with the Cardinals and like leaving finances out of it, right? Whatever they're able to do or not able to do at this point. You were a free agent in 2009, but you got traded over to the Cardinals. You ended up signing back, I believe it was in January, and is one of the best deals that the Cardinals have ever made getting you there. But what was it? Like I wonder, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. If you hadn't been traded to the Cardinals in 2009, would they have been on the radar like they were for you when you ended up signing?
Yeah, they were already on the radar for me just because of all the success and the history of the organization. And I just had been playing against them and playing against a guy like Tony La Russa and playing against a guy like Albert Pujols. And they were already on my radar. And I think had I not even been traded there, They'd have been near the top of my list, if not at the top of my list. But I think that the guys around the league, they see the love of baseball in the St. Louis community, the kind of attendance, the kind of atmosphere, the kind of, I guess, just the feel of baseball when you play there as an opposition is special. And I think you feel that as an opposing player. So I was an advantage. Obviously, I got a chance to play for a couple months for the Cardinals and really find out what it was like on the inside and everything from getting a chance to play here or play there. But I think the guys, at least for me, the opportunity to compete in the postseason, which the Cardinals consistently do, to play in front of big crowds, which they consistently do in a great environment, and you know, kind of a centrally located city where travel is easy, is important, and I think that they meet all those criteria. I mean, I think there's some guys that see the New York and some of the bigger markets for marketing, maybe, but that really wasn't of interest to me. I wasn't ever really much of a I didn't want a lot of things to do. I just really wanted to concentrate on baseball and spend time with my family. So it really fit perfect for me. And I think a lot of guys have that similar interest that hey, baseball, family, you know, I want to play in big games and play in World Series and play in front of packed houses. And I think that the appeal is there for that.
All right, Matt, last question for you. It's the most important question. Okay, State, they're going to stay undefeated this weekend when they take on Iowa State?
Yeah, I mean, I like our chances other than that we haven't played in almost what seems like a month with all this stuff going on. So I think there's positives. I think our quarterback will be healthy. The offensive line has gotten healthier. So I'd like to think so, but when you're dealing with 18 to 21-year-olds and who haven't played in 2 or 3 weeks and keeping them focused and locked in, I think it'll be a good game because I think that's good, but I'll say yes.
All right, perfect. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Brad, I'm glad to see that you're working today. I know you take a lot of days off, and I try to listen to you when
I'm on there. I was going to lead with that. Thank you. Yeah, you are my accountability friend when I'm out of work. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I like to keep you on point.
Thank you.
So, all right. See y'all.
See you, Matt. Thanks, man. Hey, Anthony, Matt sent me a text a couple of weeks ago. This was while the Cardinals were still playing, and I was leaving early to do either pre- and post-game or regular season. I would leave to do games. And he sent me one. It was like the fourth day in a row that I was out. He'll tune in sometimes on his way to the field, you know, and listen to the show. And he just sent me one, just said, hashtag no days off. That was it. No days off. And he's on me. But I appreciate that, and I appreciate that he listens, man. He loves St. Louis. He loves this market. And I thought that was a spectacular answer for him about why this would be an alluring place to play baseball. I loved hearing that from him.
Absolutely. All right, that's Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. We'll wrap up the show next here on 101 ESPN.